Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Pete Crow Armstrong.
What's up? I'm Pete Crow Armstrong. Now it's my time to shine.
I listened to your call of the home run of Pete two nights ago in the eighth inning, and that was pretty entertaining.
Pete Crow Armstrong leads off and drives one off the video board. It's like we're watching a movie starring Pete Crow Armstrong in this eighth inning.
The Pete Crow Armstrong movie in the eighth inning, that was really good.
Honey, it just kind of came to mind. It was almost like it was part of a fantasy, like a movie.
Here's a swing and a drive, deep right field. It's got a chance, gone! Pete Crow Armstrong has homered again.
That's why we come to the ballpark, to see things like that, to see great players do great things.
Pete Crow Armstrong with Mully and Haw on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Welcome back. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Time now to go out to the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo Tire. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. And that's where we find the fastest Cub to get to 20 home runs and 20 stolen bases in a season ever. And his name is Pete Crow Armstrong, and he joins us now. Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Really good. How are you guys? What's going on?
Doing well. Thank you for joining us this morning. Congratulations on all the success you've had to this point. You heard the intro.
Thank you.
You heard the open. You heard that this is the movie that you were starring in. Who thought in a family full of actors that you would be the box office attraction?
I don't know. Not me. Probably my parents, though. I think they got pretty good judgment.
Let's talk about the success that you have had, and your parents, and all the people in your life and in your inner circle, Pete, because I imagine the success has come quickly, and this season has been so much fun to watch and I'm sure to experience. How difficult is it to stay humble amid all the hoopla?
I think hoopla is a very good choice of word, only because that's really all it is. I mean, I think it's nice, like, you know, when my only focus is showing up to the field every day and preparing myself to go play nine innings of baseball. I love the game, and I think that what I enjoy most is just, you know, my time spent, you know, here at Wrigley and all the hours that nobody really gets to see. I think I got no choice to be humble because this game is so hard, and you know, I think whatever success that I'm seeing right now is new to everybody, and you know, I want to be able to keep it going as best as I can this year. So there's no reason to get ahead of myself and think that this is anything more than just a little bit of success in the first half.
It is such a hard game, and you have made it look easy. And I know that it isn't, but just curious, from your perspective, maybe there's something technical to explain it. Maybe it's just a lot of breaks going your way, but how do you explain why you've been able to make the jump this season as quickly as you have?
I mean, just having a year of experience, a year and some change, I guess, that's huge. And I think that, you know, just being able to know what I'm doing that much better, is big. But you know, I mean, yeah, I would say that I'm just growing up a little bit, and I'm really relying on a lot of good people around me to kind of steer me in the right direction, and that's what's worked. You know, I think there's a few things, you know, physically that I could probably attribute to, you know, certain success that we actually see with the bat, but Like I just mentioned a second ago, I think it's more so the work behind the scenes and the work on myself that is playing the biggest part in any sort of success we see here.
Managers like Terry Francona have mentioned the elite bat speed, and other people have talked about your swing and how you have generated so much power for a guy that isn't, you know, imposing. You're big enough, you're strong enough, and you're athletic enough, but you wouldn't expect that you would be necessarily leading the Cubs in home runs if you looked at the around the clubhouse. To what do you attribute your burst of power, and have you made some technical changes with your swing that have made a difference?
I wouldn't say any real changes. I think the swing, you know, the swing is in a good spot, and it was in a good spot coming into the off season. But I think bat speed wise, I think I would have to go and say that I'm using a 34 now, mm-hmm. A 34 inch bat. So I think being able to move a little bit more mass at a really efficient, you know, or in a really efficient way, I would say that that's probably why balls are flying a little further more regularly. You know, I just getting to be able to move a little bit of a heavier stick towards the baseball, I think is just, I'm no scientist, but I think that's why you're seeing more balls fly a little further.
We're talking with Cubs star outfielder Pete Crow Armstrong here on Mullen Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Pete, today is a big day at Wrigley Field. We got news this morning that Sammy Sosa will be there. Introduced to the fans on the scoreboard, we believe, in the second inning. We'll be touring the facilities before that. As somebody who grew up, whose dad was a Cub fan, growing up locally and in the area, as a student of the game, what does Sammy Sosa being there today mean to you?
Shoot. I mean, I got to see him already this morning, actually, which is really nice. I think having him back is very important. You know, I think that, and I don't really know all that much about his journey over the last, you know, 10 to 20 years. But you know, being a watcher of baseball, I think it's really hard not to appreciate what he did in a Cubs uniform. So I'm glad he's back. You know, it was nice to see him excited. At least that's what it seemed. And I mean, the energy that guy has towards baseball and the enthusiasm he's got towards all of you know, our processes as current Cubs right now, it's awesome. You know, he's super supportive. And I think it's right that he's back in a place that he spent a lot of good years.
What were the circumstances that you met this morning? Where was it, and how surreal was it for you?
It was just right outside the clubhouse. I think it's, and this is not a knock at all, but I think it's gotten a little less of a wow moment as I've gotten to interact with him a little bit more. He really just kind of gives off a real feeling of love towards the game of baseball. Like I just said, his enthusiasm towards just talking about the game is amazing. And you know, it's really cool seeing him every time, just because, you know, the first time me and him connected, he was super complimentary about, you know, my game. And that was before he had, you know, seen anything happen this year. And that was before I had a lot of, you know, a lot of anything to show for it. So, it means a lot hearing nice compliments from a guy like that, you know, when he did it so successfully for a while.
Pete, guys like me describe your approach on a daily basis as being someone who's charismatic or exuberant, maybe a tad bit flamboyant at times. How would you describe your style of play and what you bring to the ballpark each and every day?
I don't know if I'd say flamboyant. I don't know. I mean, I enjoy this, you know. And, you know, I've had times where it's hard to enjoy this. So I think, you know, this year, a part of the approach that you mentioned, like, I think showing up to the field, you know, ready to play is one thing, but showing up to the field wanting to get something out of the day here and, you know, being able to impact the 40,000 that give their time to us, I think there's just been more of an emphasis on that this year. You know, we play at a really special place, and I mean, my style of play I think fits here. You know, people love coming to the ballpark, and you know, that's just a great opportunity for me to go be myself and match that energy that everybody brings in. You know, I love competing, and I get the most out of myself when I want to go out and win ball games, and you know, whatever that brings out of me, it brings out of me. But I think the best part about that is that it's all just authentic.
Well, you got Craig Counsell to smile and even laugh a little bit, so that's no small thing.
No, I got that guy busting out in belly laughs all the time.
How would you describe your relationship with the manager?
I mean, it's great. He's one of the best people I've been around in this game, no question about it. He's great. He's such a thinker, and I think that really benefits us when it comes to in-game situations. And you know, I think that benefits us in the clubhouse as well. When I think I can look at him and you know, see that we really got a guy who cares about us, and you know, he cares about the game as a whole, and you know, the big picture that we're all playing for every day. So. I mean, Counts has done such a good job. I mean, dating back to last year when he started, he's just done such a good job of you know, leading a really good Cubby team. And you know, I'm glad that we're backing it up and backing him up a little bit better this year. And I think the relationship with Counts is exactly where I, you know, would want it to be if I was looking back a year ago, wondering where I'd, you know, be at now. I think it's exactly where I'd want it to be.
We're talking with Pete Crow Armstrong here on The Score. Okay, so we need a clarification, Pete. You've been called a variety of nicknames, and just curious which one you prefer. Is it MV Pete? Is it PC Awesome? Is it Pete Crow All-Star? Which of these are better, or have you heard one that's even better than any of those?
I mean, my buddy's got some nicknames for me that I hear probably a little more regularly. Some are not so kosher. But no, I mean, I just, you know, I like being called Pete, and I know that you know, PCA has kind of taken off over the last couple of years. I'm not the MVP. I am not an all-star yet, so
slow down.
Know, if I say anything about it, I'll just say that I appreciate people associating my name with those kind of words and titles. I think that's really cool, but nah, all that stuff, you know, it's becoming real to me, and it's not so bewildering and funny anymore, but it is really cool.
It's a great answer. Really cool. Yeah, and I think your humility is coming through. And I'm just curious, so you help us also understand this. Your dad grew up a Cub fan, and as the story goes, the more you accomplish, the more people talk about you and getting into some of your past. Did you watch the Kerry Wood 20 strikeout game growing up regularly as you were a young baseball player learning the game? Does that resonate with you? What's the story behind that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the way it went, according to mom and dad, was there was very few mornings when I did not go into their bedroom and wake them up asking to go play some baseball. That was, I guess, that was my thing, was, you know, waking them up at early hours and saying, let's go play baseball. Danny Mueller just walked in here. I would go wake him up, tell him to go outside with me, and that would be that. But I do have a handful of memories. Yeah, sitting on the hardwood floor in the living room in front of the TV.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And having them replay that game. I don't know what it was about it at that age that really, you know, resonated with me. But yeah, I was no stranger to that Kerrywood strikeout game. And I mean, I think that was easy for my dad. I'm sure my dad made the choice to put that on a bunch just because he was a Cubs fan. So
yeah.
I think that's probably what makes the most sense in that. But I mean, yeah, my dad was a Cubs fan and, He is a bit of a baseball nerd, and I think that has definitely rubbed off on me as the years have gone on.
A lot of Cub fans hearing that will say, well, you were born to be a Cub, and they would want you to be here for the duration of your career. And I know that was part of the conversation earlier this season, Pete, when it came out that you guys were already talking about a contract extension, and that would be a big number. And just wonder, from a business perspective, you don't want anything to interfere with the progress you've made on the field, but how important is it for you to maybe lock up something long term so you are here for the duration of your career?
Well, yeah, I mean that's the goal. I think what's important to me is you know, being somewhere I feel convicted in winning it, and then obviously, you know, where I feel comfortable playing and living and all that for a long period of time. And, you know, I absolutely think that Chicago is the place to do that for me. And, I mean, yeah, I already take so much pride in being a Cub, and you know, what comes with that. So, you know, any way that we can, you know, get me here for a while, I think would be ideal. And, you know, until then, I'm going to keep focusing on this year because, you know, I would take a World Series this year over anything else, if I'm being honest. And, shoot, I mean, I see myself doing that here for many years to come. So, yeah, I mean, that's always important, you know, thinking about what could be next, but only using that as a real drive, you know, in my pursuit of success, I guess, because the deal and the money is what it is. I like thinking about the years more than anything, and what signing that long-term deal could mean in terms of just any impact I have on this place.
Before we let you go, you said you're not an all-star, and technically you're not, but the numbers came out earlier in the week, and Pete, I'm sure you saw, there's only three players in baseball that got more votes than you did: Freddie Freeman, Shohei Ohtani, and Aaron Judge. What's it like to keep that kind of company?
I mean, that is definitely something that a younger version of myself would look back at and be very proud of. Those are three of the best baseball players of my lifetime. So it's cool. It's that's special, but you know, I think the coolest part about that is you know, I remember all-star voting and whatnot when I'd go to Dodger games growing up, and it was getting close to the break and they had all the ballots out there, and I'm sure they're probably just on like QR codes now, but I remember loving to vote for players that I wanted to see play, and I didn't really know no better, so I don't know if I was going off I don't know if I was going off stats or what, or how much attention I paid when I was voting, but I mean, I have voted for Freddie Freeman in the past. You know, I have voted for, you know, guys that I just look up to. So yeah, it's, that's special to me that I am, you know, in the same conversation. 'Cause those guys have given me a really good blueprint to follow, you know.
Got to let you go, Pete. But if this is indeed, before we do, if this is indeed a movie starring Pete Crow Armstrong this year, how does it end?
Well, I would like the final credits to start in the beginning of November. I think that would be the best way to finish it off. I mean, I don't want to be the star of a movie, if I'm being quite honest with you. I would rather it be some funny montage of the whole team and what we've done as a collective. You know, I think that would be the ultimate reward. So that's how I'd want our movie to end here is sometime after October when we can, you know, spend a little extra time in Chicago having some fun celebrating something.
Well, you got quite a cast, and thank you for the drama so far. Best of luck the rest of the way. Thanks for joining us this morning, Pete.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
Pete Crow Armstrong on Mully and Haw. That was fun. A lot of fun. Breaking news on the score brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Jonathan Toews, Blackhawk legend, captain of all captains, Captain Sirius. He intends to sign with the Winnipeg Jets, according to Pierre LeBrun of The Athletic. Jonathan Toews to the Jets. Wow, big day in Chicago sports. A lot to react to. You want to keep it right here because Marshall Harris and Mark Grody at Gallagher Way back to wrap things up in a moment. It's Mully Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.